How are you doing?
No costume?
No, not.
No pirate?
This is it. I'm in it. All right, so how are we doing today? What do you guys got?
Well, I know you touched on it the other day about crowd noise and whatnot and how it affects offense and defense based on whether or not you're at home or on the road.
Right.
But with Peyton and his reputation for so many audibles at the line of scrimmage, what is the fine line in terms of telling your defense what to listen to and what not to listen to?
It's really hard to hear anything at home. On the road, you can usually hear the communication. But at home, it's hard to hear what the offensive communication is. I mean, sometimes those guys can barely hear it. So, and they do a good job of changing it up anyway. So I don't think it's that big of a. Even if you could hear it, I mean, I don't know, might do more harm than good. You know, like last year when San Diego's offside five times, you know, in the playoffs. So, I mean, you got to be careful on that with them. They do a really good job of changing it up. I mean, we've done the TV copy games and, you know, listen to them and all that, and they do a good job. But it when you're playing at home, it's hard to hear what the offense is saying.
Your secondary this year seems to include a lot of guys that can do a lot of different things. How pleased have you been with the depth you've been able to build back there in the production that you've given you so far?
You know, I think we have real good competition back there. Those guys come out every week and really compete well in practice, and we've had different combinations in games, both at the corner and safety position. And it's been, you know, good all the way through training camp. Those guys have done a good job of, know what to do, being somewhat interchangeable to a degree. And, I think that's certainly helped our depth and our matchups over the course of the season so far. You know, we'll see how it goes going forward, but it's a healthy, competitive situation.
Bill, does it seem like a bigger game than Sunday's game than just any other regular season game?
It's a nice game. I think our preparations for this game have been like the other six, seven. First game's a little bit different, but.
Do you talk to your team about playoff implications, possible playoff implications?
Do you think anybody's going to be in the playoffs after this weekend?
No, but just.
Seven wins? I mean, I don't think I'll get anybody in the playoffs. That's just me. I could be wrong, but I don't think seven wins will get anybody in the playoffs.
Just the home field implications, just with up against the Broncos.
No, well, we're obviously on a different page.
Bill, obviously the Broncos offense gets a lot of attention, but can you just speak to how good they've been, though, at stopping a run and the challenge that presents for you guys?
Been great at stopping the run. They're the best team in the league at stopping the run. I don't know, 60, 70 yards a game, whatever it is. Really hard to run on. They do a good job all the way across the board. On the outside, it's hard to get outside on Ware and Miller. It's hard to block the inside guys. Williams, obviously. Knighton, Wolf is a real good player in there. You know, got some plays out of Austin. Their linebackers run well and tackle well. Secondary supports well, so yeah, it's hard to run on. They haven't, you know, there have been a few, third and long runs, third and 19, gain 10, you know, but that's, you know, their runs, but they don't really count. They're not really that productive, so they've done a real good job in the running game. They've created a lot of second and longs, and teams on second and long trying to run when they think they're pass rushing, and still ends up third and nine and that type of thing. They've been very good in short yardage, one of the best short yardage teams in the league. I think they're tied for first or second, whatever it is. But they're hard to run on every situation. So, yeah, that's definitely a big challenge for us.
You've got a lot of film, probably games that you played against the Broncos and games that you played against Peyton to go on. But would you look at the Super Bowl from last season and sort of,
yeah, of course, yeah. We looked at all the games last. I mean, we had all the games last season up to our game, and then our game, then the Seattle game, and then all the games this year. I mean, that would be normal, though. We'd do that. Teams like Buffalo and Miami, that we played at the end of the year last year. We watched the last couple games after we played them, and then all the games they played this year. So,
knowing the success that Seattle had in that game, I thought that it's a blueprint for how you can succeed against that offense. But can you glean some things from that tape in that game?
Yeah, I mean, I think you can watch any game and learn from it. I mean, sometimes you might be learning what you don't want to do. You know, sometimes you see examples of things that look good, or maybe matchups that you might be able to create, or sometimes you see matchups that you can't create, so you need to try to find something else. But yeah, no, we've seen all their games. I'm sure they've seen all of ours, so you know. But at some point, you just got to boil all that information down. I mean, we have way more information than we could possibly use, or we've run and looked at way more plays than can possibly be run in this game. You know, we have to try to put our chips on the ones that, you know, we feel like are the most important, and I'm sure there'll be some game planning in this game. We'll see some things that we haven't seen or haven't worked on this week, or maybe we've talked about but we haven't spent a lot of time on, and they'll come up and we'll have to adjust those during the game. So, and that's part of the game every week too, but it's certainly part of their game.
What did Alan Branch bring to the defense?
You know, we started working with Alan this week, you know, so we'll see how it goes. I mean, he's obviously got a lot of size and some experience, and so we'll see how it goes.
Bill, we've talked about your success in the game after the bye week. You've had pretty good success heading into the game before, I think 9-12 by my count. Is there a reason for that? Why do you think you have the success?
I think the same thing I've always said in the games we've won here is because we have good players.
Bill, how different is it going to be for you preparing for the Broncos, or has it been this week without Champ Bailey to prepare for across the way?
You know, we didn't see him in the first game last year. I mean, look, it's like that every week. There's guys on other teams that weren't on their team last year or that have been on our team, and then there's guys that have been on those teams for a long time and they're not on those teams anymore. So, I mean, I think every week you could probably, you know, put a couple guys in that category.
Any thoughts on his retirement, on his career?
Yeah, no, I talked about him the other day. Yeah, I mean, great career, great, you know, great player. He's one of the, you know, I think one of the things that made him so good was his ability to match up on so many different types of receivers. He could handle speed guys. He could handle size guys. You know, at times, you know, he could match up on tight ends. You know, he had a great, great skill set in terms of coverage, very good hands, ball skills, timing, and he was a smart player in terms of recognizing route combinations and, receiver, you know, splits and, anticipating plays. You know, he's a hard guy to deal with, you know, on a lot of levels, but his ability to cover so many different types of receivers was, you know, I thought it really impressive. So it didn't really matter who he was on. You know, he had a way to match up with them that was effective.
Brandon Browner had some success against Bennett last week. How rare is it, or how nice is it to have a cornerback who's that size that can match up against a tight end?
Yeah, I mean, it takes a certain type of corner to do that. You know, he did it last year with Akeem on Graham, you know, in New Orleans. So, I mean, sometimes it just falls that way. But, you know, it's good to have a players, like I just said with Bailey, it's good to have players that can match up against different players, because that's really what it comes down to in this league. You know, you see a lot of different types of receivers from week to week with different skill sets, so you have to be able to, you know, deal with all of them. And there's some receivers out there that look like tight ends, really. I mean, they might play whatever position you want to call them, but they're, whatever they are, they're big receivers, big guys that can catch the ball, so matching up on them is, you know, I mean, it can be challenging. But I put Bennett in that class. Call him whatever you want to call him. I mean, a guy's a big receiver. If you want to call him a tight end, call him a tight end. If you want to call him a receiver, I mean, you call him a receiver too, because that's what he is. Vincent Jackson, Jimmy Graham. I mean, you know, those guys are just, they're big guys that can catch the ball. Whatever position you want to put him in.
I'm assuming you put Julius Thomas in that same category, too, kind of
a hybrid tight end receiver. Yeah, another big guy that can catch the ball, sure. I mean, really, you know, Tammy's done a good job for him, too, in the roles that he's been in on that. I mean, like in the Seattle game is a good example. You know, he's another big guy to match up with. So, yeah, those guys are all, you know, they're – you need certain matchups against them, and it's – you know, hard to find those same kind of players on your team defensively that are, you know, 6'3", 6'4", 6'5", 2, whatever, 230 to 245-ish that can run and play the ball like those guys can. Like it's hard to find them. It's not a lot of them.
Do you use either game last year against Denver as a teaching tool or motivational tool in preparation for the Sunday?
Well, I mean, there's no better matchup than us against them. Yeah, of course.
Is there any carryover from last season into this one?
Yeah, there's a lot of players on their team that were there last year. A lot of players on our team that were there last year. I mean, there's more carryover in that game than there is in any other game. That's us. It's them. I mean, I don't know. It's the best matchup you could have to look at.
Bill, how much, if at all, do you start looking at potential weather forecast for Sunday and how that might affect game plan, play calling, the way you approach the game?
I mean, you know, when you play in New England, you got to be ready for everything. I'd say based on the forecast we've gotten so far this year, you know, none of them have been even very close to what the game conditions were. You know, it was 100% chance of rain last week, and the only water I saw was on the Gatorade table. So, you know, I mean, it is what it is. You know, and you know as well as I do, it could start one way and change during the game. So we got to be ready for whatever it is. But, I mean, my experience of going with the forecast in this area 2 days before the game, I mean, I'd bet a lot that they're wrong. Just based on history, because they're almost always wrong. You know, an hour before the game, you know, maybe you might have something to work with there, but I think you start game planning for what the weather's going to be, and you game plan wrong, you wasted a lot of time.
When's the latest you look at the forecast?
When you walk out on the field. I mean, that's really when you know what it is. I mean, the rest of it's really just a bunch of hot air. You know, we played down in Miami 2 years ago, and there was a 0% chance of rain. Zero. And it rained. So, I mean, I'm just telling you. If I did my job the way they do theirs, I mean, I'd be here about a week.
You're not making friends in the meteorology.
Look, I'm not saying it's hard. Look, I'm not saying I could do it better than them. I'm just saying they're wrong a lot. You know, that's a fact. They're wrong a lot. So... we all make mistakes. I'm not being critical of them. I'm just saying I don't think you can go based on that.
So an hour before the game, you walk on the
hour field. Before the game, you go out there and see what you have. Go out there in pregame warm-ups. An hour and a half before the game, go out there in pregame warm-ups. Now you're a half hour before the game. See if there's been any change. Then, you know, you might... Again, I don't think we're going to see anything out there we haven't practiced in. We've dealt with it in practice. We've dealt with it in other games through the course of time. Whatever it is. Played in hot weather, cold weather, calm, wind, rain, snow. I mean,
was that game in 2009 against the Titans, I think, one of the weirdest, craziest games you remember in terms of that? It seemed like the weather changed drastically.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah, that was another one you don't plan for. Yeah. No, I mean, we've had a lot of those games. So what, you know, what it could be and what it is, usually two different things. But, you know, I'd say that time before the game is when it, you know, when it really starts to, you know, it really starts to become clear, you know, what it's going to be. And sometimes you're in a transitional period where it changes during the course of the game, one way or the other, gets better, gets worse, or, you know, that type of thing. So that could be, you know, maybe something that you might consider if you think it's going to go one way or the other. But I'd say for the most part, it's, you know, a game day, something you do more game day.
Final question. Bill, do you guys have a chance to enjoy Halloween in any way, or just a little too busy?
Yeah, this week. Yeah, I think we got quite a bit going on this week. Great holiday for the kids, but we got a lot going on.
Favorite Halloween candy?
Whatever's in the bag. Like them all. Whatever you drop in there. All right. We'll see you Sunday.